Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two. Duh, in French, that is. But you didn't know.
Wow, you're so cultured.
Yeah, I can.
Look at this guy.
Unos, dos, tres.
Quatre, cinq, neuf, neuf, dix.
Neuf, neuf.
Neuf, neuf.
Neuf, neuf.
It's like German.
Itch, ni, san, chi. Who just gurgled? You just gurgled in your throat. It's like you just farted on my face again. Like,
what language was that?
Again?
God.
Oh, my God.
You just tried to pretend that wasn't. Oh. You went, oh, who did that?
It was like the water just coming up. Like,
also, you mentioned before, which is, sweet, right? Like on the podcast, we talk about anxiety and things like that a lot, right? And you're sober, right? You're sober at the moment, 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. 6 months on the 18th of December.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah,
how do you feel for it?
Oh, like a different person.
Really?
Literally. But you know when you hear people say, oh yeah, I feel like a different person. Like everything that happens in my life now, I'm dealing with it differently. Mm. Like I feel like I've just completely changed.
Really? What was the decision to doing it?
Just not feeling happy in myself, drinking too much, going out with my friends, just being bored. And I just thought, action, put action in. And I did, and it worked.
Yeah, but it's hard sometimes to do that, right? Because I think, you know, there's been lots of times when I have sort of thought, oh, maybe I'll go down that route of no drinking and things like that because my anxieties and things were high. Because this, unfortunately, this industry that we live in, this world of like social media and stuff like that and all that kind of stuff is like a really hard one to kind of be in anyway. And if you already are an anxious person, it kind of drives that even more.
Yeah, I think a big thing for me was getting that high from going away to film and then coming back and sitting on my own. And it's like, oh, I need to fill the void. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I need to make myself feel good.
You have a purpose and you feel I have a purpose. Yeah.
What is my purpose? I don't know.
But you're 22 years old, right? That's like that's so young to you. Most people are still in like university or like still in school or whatever. Like there's no like need to find your purpose now, I don't think. But I think it's an amazing thing that you've done that you've gone down that route of being sober and things like that. And I think more and more people now are going to go down that route.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a stigma around it. There's a huge stigma around it. Like, oh, why are you sober? That's boring. And like, oh, does that mean you're a druggie? And like all of this.
Or that you've murdered someone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something I was like, you murdered someone.
You must have, like, when I broke my finger, everyone's like, oh, was you drunk?
how did you break your finger?
No, I literally just fell over. But we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But I think you say you feel so much better. You can control your thoughts. Were you are you an anxious person, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, imposter syndrome is just something that hits me. And I don't know why. Like, sometimes I don't need to know why I feel anxious or why I feel uncomfortable in certain situations. It's just working out what helps my anxiety and what helps me being uncomfortable.
I feel like booze kind of it covers up that imposter syndrome, right?
Of course it
does.
You
feel like you're Barry Big Bollocks, and then when the booze goes, you're like, oh my god, imposter syndrome's like times 10.
Yeah.
And also, when I used to get socially anxious, I went for a period of being like I'm a pretty outgoing person, but I got like such bad social anxiety, and so that's when I just started drinking more, because it would just like clear that up.
Yeah, exactly.
And that became a real problem.
You like an 8 a.m. red wine.
I liked an 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Oh,
really?
The worst part. This is
don't even know what time it is.
Orgasm.
The worst time was when I, this was back in my mid-20s, and I was feeling really not good about drinking and things. Like, I was drinking far too much. I wasn't feeling good in myself. Doing a reality show, all that kind of stuff. And I remember before a meeting, I went and had a shot in a bar by myself before the meeting. I went, this is not good. I should not be.
Yeah.
But it was just to try and...
I
used to have to drink before scenes, like when I first started, because I was so...
Oh, here he is.
I was so introvert. I was like, right, let's just get pissed.
Yeah. And
you're not an introvert. You try and claim
I was a massive introvert, but I did 10 years of TV, which just kind of pushed it slowly out of me. Do you know what I mean?
Now you're out.
Now I'm out. Hey, everyone. I mean, I still drink quite a bit. I mean, it's something I would probably like to slow down on at some stage.
Mm. Here we go. We're going to get into it.
I mean,
do you think you'll do it forever? Do you think you won't drink ever again? Or
what I get taught is one day at a time. Do not think about the future, because I'm 22. And if I start thinking, I'm going to get married one day, I want a hen do, I'm never going to be able to drink, I'll drink tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
impossible.
You.
I'm setting myself up to fail. So
that's a great way to be. Is that how it should be? Is that supposedly the way you get taught? Certainly?
Every day, just for today. Like, I don't want to get morbid, but like, yeah, my granddad died a couple of weeks ago, and it was really hard for me. But being sober, people were like, oh, Chloe, how are you? I'm really worried, like, just in case you start drinking again. And for me, it was like the obsession of the alcohol had gone, because I've been working on myself, and it's more of the emotions that I'm left with. Because what do? Why do we drink? To hide our emotions, because we don't like feelings.
Yeah.
So to cover up the feelings, we drink. And it's like, when we haven't got drink, fuck, how am I meant to feel? How am I going to process this? And with 22 years, well, not 22 years, I wasn't drinking when I was a newborn, but with the years of drinking and covering up my feelings, I'm left with having to kind of process it.
Yeah, and rather than, exactly, you actually, you're what you mean is you're feeling the emotion, right? Rather than
instead of
just
covering it up
just,
and masking it.
Yeah, you're actually understanding it.
Yeah.
You were close to your granddad, right?
Yeah, really close.
Dude, I'm sorry to hear that. That's
all right.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It's just life. And do you know what? I spoke to my nan last night, because I stayed around hers, and she said, Chloe, we had a little cry. And she said it was an end of life celebration. Like, it was a celebration of life. And his funeral will be like a celebration of his life. It wasn't like a sudden, he was.
I think it's tricky, right? And I think also now that I'm in my 30s now. Jesus, I'm in my 30s.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm in my 30s,
dude.
No way. I'm in my 30s, yeah. Well, I'm in my 30s.
Still that Botox.
Yeah. Fuck, I'd drink that shit. Honestly,
and the rest.
And everything else. But you suddenly realize that grandparents are getting to that age, and parents are getting to that age and stuff like that. And it's quite, for me, what was really upsetting is that, you know, death is inevitable.
It's
never realized that for ages. Yeah. That like death.
It's quite a big life moment when someone dies in your family. Yeah. Like, you suddenly go, oh fuck, we're mortal. Like,
this is real.
Because you don't really think it's actually real, do you?
Yeah.
You go through life and you're like, oh, it won't happen to us.
Yeah.
And then someone dies, you're like, oh fuck, we're gonna die.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah. We can share this.
Yeah. Well, it depends what you're sharing. My relationship status.
No. Yeah. I can share this.
It depends what you're gonna say.
Alex's mum died, and and so he had to experience that and go through, death and things like that. And for him, which I can say, is that you suddenly realize nothing really matters apart from love and family and friendship and those important things.
Yeah,
and that really made me realize stuff.
It strips away a lot of the bullshit.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like, you suddenly go, fuck.
You value time better.
All of this noise and all of this stuff that I was occupying my life with was just like worthless.
Mm.
So it was there's so many positives that you take from such a negative thing on the face of it.
Definitely. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. It's life,
but
isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, but also it's such a good thing to talk about as well, because now what is important in life, right? So what have you found out, like, what is important?
Family is everything for me. It is everything.
Really?
Yeah. And I watched a video the other day of this guy called Gary Vee, and he is inspirational. And this woman was like, Gary, tell me something like motivational and inspirational. And he went, you are going to die one day. and that's it. That's you just it. Went and silent.
Easiest job in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, wow, okay. So yeah, just finding out what's important for me. Yeah, family is everything.
I love that. What
Gary V?
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Google him.
Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah, right. He's like this very amped up American guy who he actually like says a lot of things which is really true.
Yeah.
He says a lot of things which I kind of question, but a lot of the stuff he does say, I'm like, that's pretty interesting. And he's the one who's all into like NFTs and crypto and all this kind of stuff and says everything about
it. I don't know anything about it.
Should we discuss it?
We're not going to discuss it. But I do think, what do you think is the most important thing in life?
I think love between humans is it's still the one thing that we can't quite quantify. Like, we try and quantify and understand everything else as humans. We try and put a number on everything. But with love, we still don't really get it.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
As in, like, we try and scientifically understand everything, but science still can't understand what makes us feel that way. Mm. And I think that is quite a special thing, you know? And I don't know if they'll ever be able to. I don't know.
Okay, do you believe in monogamy? Do you believe in one partner? Or do you believe in multiple partners?
No, just one.
You believe in just one, right?
I get jealous. not jealous as in like don't talk to anyone, but like if my husband was having sex with someone else, I'd cut his dick off.
You heard it here first. If any dick's going missing,
am I the only psycho? Do not sleep with anyone else. If you ask me for a threesome, you're getting killed.
I don't understand how that can ever be pitched. I always wonder this because people have these like polyamorous relationships, right, where they get to sleep with other people. And within it, like, how do you pitch? I say, Craig, you and I date, like, going out, let's say, and I suddenly go to you one day. So, you think we can invite someone?
I want to get some more farts in this.
How does that even, like, happen? I don't understand how. But in America, again, I feel like lots of people, like, in America, you can date loads of people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Have you seen You?
Yeah.
I've watched some of the new series, actually. Yeah. It's fucking weird.
So, yeah, I love it. And there's a scene where this girl goes up to her and is like, oh, like, we've been looking at you and Joe for quite a while. Do you want to, like, spice up the relationship? And she ends up killing them.
go from naught to 100.
Yeah,
like
she
that.
Does.
You can't go from
you
naught.
Really, really
Joe
related
starts
to that.
Getting ridden, or what's that? Road. You start getting road, right? And yeah, she flipped.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, not like a sexual threesome, like sex.
What, a snogging one?
It was just like, yeah, a bit of touchy-feely. We'd all had a drink. It was just like kissing, like...
Sorry. Yeah. When is this? When is this happening?
Oh, this is ages ago. Before Taught to
this
Handle.
This is in the fish and chips.
Behind the back counter.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Just be coy about this stuff. Just tell
he's smiling.
I may have done back in the day.
You, yeah. So you've had a threesome?
I may have done.
I've had a threesome once. It was like the most horrendous experience ever.
Oh, talk to me.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, I didn't...
Put it in the wrong hole?
I don't think guys get very good at sex until, like, they're close to 30. I, like, honestly don't think they do, because you've not enough experience.
You tell yourself that.
I do.
Trying to excuse the last 15 years.
When a bloke first starts having sex, right, they don't know what the hell they're doing. You're just trying to orgasm as quick as you can, right? And then... as you get older, you then have relationships, so you understand sex a bit more, and then you understand it. And then slowly by slowly, as you get older, you understand it a bit more. But I think it's like trial and error with a guy.
Yeah.
Where with a girl, I don't think it is as much as trial and error. Does that make sense?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. But for me, what I've learned is guys,
want to please themselves.
Guys do not care about making the girl come, in my experience. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for anyone else. But I've had quite a few. No, I'm joking. No, I've this guy, isn't he's like
30s?
Mid-30s.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And I told you.
He is obsessed with it. Like, loves it.
Obsessed with what?
The puss. The puss.
Well, he's in his 30s, right?
Yeah, he loves it.
There you go. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think what happens is that we start off as like really selfish, like men. I'm speaking from personal experience. And then what happens is you realize actually it's about much more than that. And
yeah.
And then it's almost to the point where I almost want to. I said this to my girlfriend Sophie. I said, we should go and have like a tantric session.
Oh, what's that?
It's tantric massage is you're meant to like enjoy the experience of sex rather than sex as like just a moment. It's about like a whole experience, right?
It's like a story. That it's you've like got a beginning, in the middle, and the end.
It's like a proper massage, right? You've got to like.
No, that's a tantric massage. Okay, that's different. Well, no, a tantric sex is like where the orgasm is like everything. It's about experiencing every moment of enjoying each other and just everything, like finding different points that really stimulate you.
I'm just imagining, right, someone just bending someone over and just pushing pressure points. Like, is that working? Like, clicking their neck.
Yeah, fucking, there we go.
Whoa.
Anyway, I've said this before, I said in the other podcast, I found, there's this tantric thing that I got taught, which is where the guy lies on his front and you get his penis and you put it between his legs like it's a tail. And the only way I can describe it is, you lube it up and the girl, imagine you're pulling up a water from a well.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, exactly. Do it.
You've never pulled that water from a well.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you have to sing a song. Hallelujah.
The whole town is going to drink for a whole day.
Oh my God.
The village is going to love me.
Jesus. It's like Jack and Jill went up to you with a penis of water.
The village is going to love me.
I've never done that.
Yeah, no, so anyway, no, no. Do that to a guy. And I did it.
You did it to a guy.
I did it to a guy once. And I did it in our relationship. And I honestly like levitated off the bed. It's like tantric sex. And I don't even know where I got into this point. My point was, is going back to it, is that I don't think guys get good at sex until they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And also so that is my point. Well, you don't.
I mean, it's just by chance you're in your 30s.
That's why he's mentioned
it. I do.
So anyone that I had sex with the last like 10 years.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Right. Like, I'm not in my prime.
Yeah, but also there's this other thing, right, with guys is that, so, you know, with guys, we stop, we keep maturing until we're 41 years of age, mm-hmm. apparently. So like there's something within our. Yeah.
So precise.
No, but it's true. So women typically become much more
mature
at a younger age. Men actually are immature pretty much until they're 41 years old. There's something in their brain.
Don't believe it, mate.
Yeah, there's something in their brain. And that's why actually, you know, guys in their young age just act like idiots. They cheat, they misbehave much mm-hmm. more than women do and things like that. And they just act like fools until they're not much older.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They do, though, don't they? And have you not?
No, I mean, yeah, but I'm just in that category.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just that 2%.
Do you like dating older men or younger men?
Older.
Really?
Not too much older, but yeah, I think my experience, I like to switch it up, you know, because nothing's worked yet. So my mum says to me, go for a nice guy, I don't like him. And then go for someone that treats me like an arsehole, and I'm like, oh, I don't like him, I need something else. But then you try and find that balance. I don't really go for looks.
Do you know?
No. I go for like more personality, and people say, yeah, but you've got to fancy them. Well, a couple of my exes, I didn't fancy when I first initially met them. And then I got to know them.
Yeah, that's the best way, though.
And then was like, oh, my, like if they make me laugh, and I'm like, oh my God, we're on fire. Mm. And if they're good in bed, I'll get with them.
Unless they're over 30, they're not.
In a relationship,
Unless they're over 30, they're not good in bed.
I'm just not going to sleep with anyone under 30 now. Because Jamie has ruined it for me. You've ruined it, Jamie.
Okay, we also have to mention the fact that you have done Hunted.
Yes.
Which is so I did Hunter as well. We can't say what happened on it and things like that.
Is that why you broke your finger?
That's why she broke her finger.
That's how I broke my finger. Yeah. Oh.
How did you find the experience?
I mean, mental.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It was like I was actually
so real.
On the run.
It's so real.
Yeah.
So real, I swear. So real. Yeah, it's amazing.
People think it's fake.
Yeah, but I don't know why they think it's fake.
You're running
is it quite
down
scary?
The street. Yeah.
Is it?
Because you've got a count on the public. And if someone's having a bad day and you're like, could I quickly use your phone to call my mum? I'm on the run.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, what? Fuck off.
Especially if you said it like that.
Like, no one understands your urgency when you're on the run. Yeah, and I fell over.
And you broke your... How did
snapped my finger.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. How did you... Sorry. I just,
what was that?
Oh, that was me just drinking some water. Sorry. How did you fell over and you just cracked it?
So, only I would do this, right? So, I haven't actually broke it properly. I broke it the wrong way.
Oh, no.
So, I broke it like that.
Ah.
And it snapped diagonally.
Oh my God.
And then I went to the doctors to get a hand specialist appointment and they said, your finger is ruined. You need to get 3 operations on it to reconstruct your finger and have plastic surgery.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who did something similar and they just chopped his finger off because they were like, it's going to be too hard.
You're lying.
No.
They chopped his finger off.
Chopped his finger off.
Why?
I think it was his big finger.
The thing I've never noticed, do you watch Friends? Have you ever seen Friends?
I have a couple.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? You haven't watched any Friends?
No, not really.
What's wrong with you, though?
I think it must be the age thing, Jamie.
It's not the age thing. Okay, well, Chandler Bing, who's on the show, half his finger's missing.
I'd never noticed.
Exactly, no one ever noticed it.
He has not get like a prosthetic one?
What,
yeah,
half
you could just pop a little...
No, he's missing half a finger. So, but no one ever noticed it.
I believe
it. Yeah. But did you find Hunted intense, scary, amazing? How do you find it?
Pushed my boundaries and I love
adrenaline.
Yeah, I just love it.
I would quite like the adrenaline.
I love
it,
actually,
it'd be quite fun.
I mean, it can be boring because you constantly want to be doing something and you're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And yeah, I mean, it's so annoying because I can't disclose anything that happened, but it was just amazing.
Are you still on the run now?
Yeah, imagine you're still on it right now.
Yeah, but not for the hunting.
But isn't it amazing? It's so good that, like, you go and do Too Hot to Handle. You're now going from show to show to show. You're doing different things all the time. Isn't that just, like, insane for you that you seem, like, super busy at the moment doing stuff?
I mean, the past 3 or 4 months have been my busiest months with filming.
Really?
Because there's, like...
So what have you done? So you've done...
Jay's actually livid because it took him a good 10 years of TV to get to Hunted. You've done it age 22 and done, like, loads of Netflix stuff.
He's
fuming.
Why can't we do like a Netflix show together? Well, let's just, can we not do that?
Yeah, we could.
We'll get them to email me.
Yeah, we could. Get them to email me.
Is it going to be you proving your thesis that only men in their 30s can shag?
No, that is true. I definitely think that. But so what have you done recently? You've done Hunted.
Celebrity Ghost Trip. And something else, but it's not out till January.
Shit, what is it?
I can't say.
What is it? Is it another Netflix thing?
No, it's not. It's out in January and then Hunted comes out in February and me and Netflix are actually working on something for 2022.
What is it?
But I still can't disclose
what the
that
hell?
Is. I'm sorry, I'm just dropping little seeds. Just follow me on Instagram.
What?
Jay, are you doing anything with Netflix?
Nope, I'm doing nothing with Netflix.
Amazon Prime?
No, nothing with Amazon either.
What show would you want to do though?
Oh, all of them. I don't want to do all of them. I should be doing all of them.
Would you do a show with Alex?
Yeah, I would do a show with you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're the same secret. The world of entertainment is an insane place and it's amazing and so much fun. It's difficult though right now because there are so many platforms to do stuff on.
Yeah.
And it's like such a... It's an amazing time now to create content because there is so much content being created there, all these different platforms. But also, I think the other thing about TV now is that you need to be international as much as possible because Netflix is international, Amazon Prime is international, Disney Plus is international, and the terrestrial televisions or channels are having a tricky time developing stuff.
Yeah,
which I think, so the fact that you're international, it's great. Would you ever live in LA?
I'd try it for like 3 months.
Well, that's not living it. That's just giving it a go.
No, I'd try it. And then if I liked it, I probably would, yeah. But I love my family and just being at home. And to be honest, like, without blowing my own trumpet, right, with not being whatever, it keeps me humble being at home. It really does. Mm-hmm. And just being reminded about like where I come from and who's helped me along the way.
Yeah.
And then, like, just if I just left everyone and was like, yeah, look at me, like, I'm earning millions and doing this. Obviously, I'm not, but if, I'm saying. I don't know. I wouldn't be happy.
Would you ever open your own fish and chip shop?
Yeah.
I think you should.
I would, yeah. I really would.
To rival your aunts across the road. And
but I know what you mean. It is. Family is what keeps you grounded. Family is what keeps you together. And I think it's important to never forget your roots. And actually, there's part of me that glamorizes going to live. Like, the only great thing is when we lived in LA together, mate, it was the sunshine, and that was so amazing. But it is a tricky place, as we were saying before. It's
you said it was also the hookers. You said.
Okay. No, I didn't. I never. No. I don't know why you said that.
That's what you said.
Now people are going to actually
think. I have a good memory.
No, you don't. Oh. No, I didn't. Yeah. We did. There was one moment where I met with a girl and I slept. Oh, and God. We slept together.
Was this before you were 30 or after?
This was before I was 30.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she had a great time. Yeah. Anyway, my friend who we were living with, he's like a rugby guy, and he pooed onto a piece of tissue paper, and he left it next to the bed where this girl was sleeping. Anyway, she woke up in the morning and saw a human.
I'd call the police and be like, if I don't come back, like, you know where. You know.
Oh, she woke up and just saw a human shit next to her head.
And it wasn't you.
And she said, what's that? She said, what's this?
It was you?
Of course she did. Who else is it going to be? Oh. And I went, sorry, that's not mine.
Jamie, so you're telling me someone walked in the middle of the night and shat on a bit of tissue, put it next to the bed, then left.
And I was like, exactly that. And she said, who was it? And I said, it's my roommate. And she's like, yeah, sure.
Honestly,
she,
you're not going to believe this, but...
She thought I'd walked into the room. She thought I'd, in the middle of the night, shat on a bit of paper and put it next to her head.
Oh, my God.
That it got passed around the house. I opened my laptop, and this fucking shit was in my laptop. I was like, whoa. It was in my beef jerky the next day. I nearly ate it.
Sounds like a weird metaphor.
It was
in my beef jerky.
Production team actually had to phone us up, and they're like, look, we've heard about this game that's going on, and it's got to stop, because there's like legal's going to be all over this. Like, we were like, well, I don't know if we want to stop it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Chloe, listen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dude, you're such a star. And honestly, like I said, the first time we met, you were just excellent and just amazing and just so funny in every single way. And you're still exactly the same person. You're just going to go from strength to strength. And I can't wait to see your wicked Netflix show, which is coming out. And what is it about? You can't tell us.
No.
It. You can't tell us.
It's to do with cats.
Yeah, that's a hint.
Nice.
No, it's puss, puss. Exploring the Minge with Chloe Beach. Netflix special.
Honestly, I wish you the best of luck for everything you do.
Thank you.
You're so epic. And also, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
You are gonna die one day. Go out and get it.
All right.
Freaking go and do it. Nice. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.